Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Online Biz Insiders Podcast. This is episode number 3. Yay! My name is Carla Wilson.
And my name is Mary Motes.
And we are your Online Biz Insiders for the Online Biz Insiders Podcast. And today, Mary and I decided that we were going to talk about task management and the and tools that you can consider, methods you can consider. So often we have clients coming to us with, you know, wanting our suggestions about how to manage their tasks during the day. And as someone who sometimes subcontracts work to other virtual assistants, or I even do subcontract work for other virtual assistants, you know, it's kind of this conversation about, well, what's the best way to keep track of all the projects that are going on at the same time, keeping everybody informed without keeping everybody kind of bogged down in all the details of where the projects stand. So Mary had some really great insight to this subject. So Mary, why don't you take it away?
Oh, okay. When Carl and I were discussing what to talk about on our next episode, I had told her that I had spent like the past couple of days kind of researching a better way that I needed to manage my tasks. And like a lot of virtual professionals, the input tends to be via email almost 95% of the time. Like now and then you'll get a phone call, but most of the time, virtual people, no matter what you're doing, whether it's online business managers, VAs, anyone working offsite, the input is going to come from email. So it's really important, and me, that's totally true. Almost 100% of my stuff comes in via email. So I needed a way to make sure that when I got something coming into my inbox, that I had a quick and effortless way to transfer the email to a task and then possibly to a calendar item if something needed to be scheduled.
Right.
Okay. So that was my challenge. So I always like, and I think, and I'm sure, Carla, you face this too. Like, you know of all these really neat tools out there, right? Because there's a ton of really awesome things out there to use.
Right.
And then on top of that, you have things like Outlook or task manager in some capacity. And then you might have a mobile application. And then it starts getting like, woohoo! Like, you know, you just got these plates spinning in the air.
Right.
So that was my challenge. So what I finally had come to, and I don't know if this is, and I'm sharing this story only because it will kind of, I think it will sort of help people maybe think about solving the problem a little bit, and like thinking about how they can solve the problem to get to what they want to get to. My particular problem was, my underlying philosophy of all things, and I always recommend this to clients, is that everything that you do, everything should be accessible on the cloud, which is a really million-dollar phrase that just means that pretty much everything that you do is available on the internet, not on your desktop, not in your computer in your office, but the bottom line should be on the cloud, like your Gmail account, the Google Calendar you use, or the online task manager system that you use. It should be available, like that should be your central location. If you think back to days where you worked corporate, you possibly had Microsoft Exchange server where everything was contained on your office server. Well, that's sort of the same idea, only instead of an office server, we have the internet.
Right.
And kind of that's the cloud term that everyone tosses around and sounds all hip, but that's all that means.
Well, you know, that makes sense because so many of us are, I mean, well, you and I spend a lot of our time getting our work done in our office, but, you know, we're out of our office every now and then going to a client appointment. And, you know, you need to be able to access the tasks quickly without being physically in front of your computer all the time to do that. So that makes sense that you're making that suggestion that whatever the data is or whatever the tasks are or whatever the resource is on the cloud is probably going to be the most flexible for everyone.
Absolutely. And then plus, like, virtual assistants, people that work like we do, in any capacity, very often you don't really have one or two clients. You might have 10, 20, or even more.
Right.
Especially, like, you were talking about subcontracting. Both you and I do a fair amount of subcontracting. that's a lot of stuff to keep in the air. They may all be small things, but it's so easy for something to fall through the cracks. So that was like my main challenge, is that I wanted to make sure that I had an efficient way of getting all those small things in some sort of order so nothing fell through the cracks.
Yes. So you came up with what solution?
What I ended up doing was I use Google Apps for my email. Okay, so that's my central thing, the task comes in the email. I ended up switching back to Outlook. I used to use Thunderbird for my mail. But the problem with that was it really wasn't integrated. There wasn't a task manager, it wasn't a calendar thing, and it wasn't all together. So I switched back to Outlook, and I used the Google Apps Outlook synchronization tool, which keeps everything like totally in sync and in order.
Huh.
Now, that's fabulous for calendar and email, but it drops the ball on task management, because the tasks, there is a Google's tasks, but it's like it's basically a step above Notepad. It's like so simple, it's almost useless.
Okay.
So to fill in the task part of it, I ended up starting to use, and I used to use it a long time ago, but I re-upped with them. It's an online task manager called rememberthemilk.com.
I remember you mentioning that resource actually a few years ago.
Yes. And I really loved it. But the problem I had with it was I didn't like the web interface. I didn't like the way that it was just kind of goofy the way some people would love it. You know, it's all a matter of personal taste. But the reason I switched back to is that Remember the Milk has all this cool synchronization stuff, like for all the mobile platforms, Android, iPhone, BlackBerry, which is critical. And then it does all the cool IM stuff. You can send tasks via Twitter. You can get tasks via Twitter. You can assign tasks to people outside your company. It does all this really neat things. And it has a synchronization tool for Outlook. So what I ended up doing was, this is my thing. Say you send me a message and I got to act on it.
Yeah.
I literally, when in my inbox in Outlook, I drag the message to the task bar to the task things. It automatically creates a task, and that's just like an Outlook function.
Okay.
It creates a task in Outlook, and in the background, the sync tool synchronizes it online to Remember the Milk. So all I have to do is just drag the thing to the task bar, and it's done. It's on the cloud. It syncs to my phone. It syncs to Outlook.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So that's what I ended up doing. So I had to make it as like idiot-proof as humanly possible. So I was experimenting with that, and so far it really seems to work well.
So for my clarification, because I followed most of what you were saying, because I was myself a prior Outlook user.
Mm-hmm.
So you're using Outlook as your email client now as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But you're using your email still hosted at Google Apps, but you're just bringing it in through Outlook.
Yes.
An email comes in from me that says, mm-hmm. Mary, help. I broke my WordPress website again. Help. And you pick it up. And you move it to the taskbar.
I drag it out of the, it's like literally grab and drag. Like you left click on the message. And this is something I sort of knew you could do, but I never really bothered doing it. Like, you know, it's one of those things that you sort of know it exists, but you never really pay much attention to it.
Yeah.
You can drag messages into calendar or into tasks and it will create a record. Or you can do it to like notes and stuff too. But it will create a record within. So I drag your message to the taskbar, onto tasks. It creates a window. Window opens up. I put a due date on it, and the subject line of your message turns into the task item, which of course you can edit, etc. But it seemed between the synchronization tool with Remember the Milk and the fact that I just got to drag it, that it seemed like it took care of four steps in one, rather than me like, oh. Because I was using, for tasks, I was using something called ToodleDo.com, which I really recommend. I really like that a lot. But I ended up coming to a conclusion. There were a few things, like I knew I had tasks like kind of on like starred messages, but I wasn't like logging into to ToodleDo in order to record it. So there was things falling through the cracks.
Oh, okay.
Like it was just, it was just was not moron proof enough for me to use.
Gotcha.
So now I've got this new system, and it seems so far to be working pretty well.
Okay, now tell me about Remember the Milk. Is it a paid tool? Is it a free resource? How is that?
It is free. The only thing is, you know, it's freemium. So once you get, if you sign up for an account, it's free. But to get the Google apps and the Android stuff, you have to pay a yearly fee of $25.
All right.
Well,
$25 is what I spend in the spiral notebooks.
There you go.
I buy at Staples. Where I keep my to-do list right now.
I have clients that say that all the time. Like, oh, I just write it down. Like, well, if you're not missing anything and that's working, then you should do it. That's what you should do. I mean, it's really all about finding something that works for you. I mean, that works with the way you think and the way that your work comes in. Well, what do you do when clients email you and ask you to do something?
You hear me laughing? Well, I shouldn't be laughing. I mean, again, this is what's worked for me. I know I'm a very visual person, so I see it come in the email, and then I physically make a note in my to-do list that I make every day, my to-do list that I write down every day. I turn the page, and if something has to be carried over to the next day, it gets written down again. And that, you know, that seems to have worked for me, but, you know, with the way my business is growing, which is great, and, you know, the fact that, you know, my husband and I are moving forward with starting another business, and, you know, with the podcast schedule we have coming up, it's really going to get out of hand quickly to have a notebook to physically write to-do lists in. So, yes, currently I'm writing it physically into a spiral notebook I get at the office supply store. However, as I usually do, I'm going to take your advice and check into this and, and work. And I never thought I would go back to Outlook, but I will definitely consider it.
You know, me either. I mean, like, and another thing is I do a lot of like remote support stuff.
Right.
Like I was doing on a few occasions, I was like, a client would ask me to like log into their computer and just do something simple, like set up like an Outlook temp, like an Outlook stationery thing.
Right.
Well, I like to do it with that remotely rather than explain to them how to do it. Like, it's just wasting their time and mine. I'll just log in and do it. Well, then I would, like, when I wasn't using Outlook, I would like, oh yeah, I got to start Outlook. I would open it up and go, oh yeah, how do I do this? Like, I always found that I was doing stuff in Outlook for clients. I'm like, you know what, between that and the sync stuff, and it just seemed like I just wound up back using Outlook. I mean, as long as you don't let the download stuff get, like, if you don't carry your entire, like, if you archive your messages properly, it shouldn't get too clunky. Because that was always my classic argument with Outlook, because it was just, this file sizes got out of control, and then it would, like, just clunk up. But so far, I've managed to keep it from doing that, so. But you know what? You brought up a point. You were talking about how you and your husband are pioneering in this new business and stuff, and that brings up an interesting point, because I'm sure that you may be considering building a team, and you're going to be working with other contractors.
Absolutely. I mean, on two different levels. I mean, in the VA business, and as well in the, you know, the
there you go.
Services side of the business as well. So this is going to get multi-layer very quickly.
Yeah. So are you thinking about, that could be a whole other call. I work for teams, but I don't have a team of my own, but I'm sure you've given a lot of thought as to what tools work for assigning tasks to others, which is, a big part of task management.
Yeah. I too have done work for other teams, and which
you see
is kind of good for me. They all use different resources for managing. So they all, so it's been kind of good experience for me to try and figure out, oh, okay, so why did they pick this one? And do I like the way this, you know, is this intuitive enough? And is this, you know, not that I don't want everything to be free. I understand you have to pay for good product. However, if you got something that's working for you and it's free, that's icing. You know, so, there are a couple, and I think we should have another call about project management as well, because that I think is going to, especially for our VA friends out there that are considering building a team or have already built a team or have already researched all these resources, you know, let's reach out to them.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And find out why they love it so much, why they love their particular product or their particular project management so much. But yeah, that's definitely on my husband and my list, to-do list is, you know, figure out what project management tool is going to work for us because, you know, we've got the whole calendaring thing and it's
and billing and time recording and I mean, just from the teams that, like you said, there's a bunch of different resources and maybe we should just throw out a list of possibilities there. There's Central Desktop. There's Reike. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It's Wrike. There's, for the team management, there's centraldesktop.com. There's, Reike, Wrike.com. Okay. There's, smartsheet.com.
Okay.
There's, Fang Office, which I like a lot.
Basecamp.
Oh, and Basecamp. Yeah, that's the big player.
Basecamp. There's also ClientSpot.
Okay, ClientSpot. Yep.
There's also, I've heard, is Many Moons a project management tool?
Yes. Oh, that's another one. Yep, group management tool. Okay. I know of one other very large team that works with Many Moon, and they love it.
Gotcha.
And there's like, I think Zoho has group project management too.
Yes.
I mean, there's so many players, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And then, of course, like you also like, how does it tie into your billing system? You know, like I use FreshBooks. Like I absolutely love FreshBooks. And there are tools in there that talk to other. So that's another thing to consider. Like, what other tools you're using? I know, and I could. This is probably incomplete because I've never researched it. But I know that FreshBooks, for example, ties in with Basecamp. So if you were using Basecamp for your project management and your task management and your teams, the time recording and the billing kind of gets handled automatically if you were also using FreshBooks for invoicing.
Wow.
Yeah. So I know Basecamp is big on that stuff. So yeah, that's what I mean. But that, like you said, that's probably a whole other call because there's so many things to consider with team management.
Exactly. Well, I'm telling you, with this task management discussion, I'm going to have to set aside some time this week and go and check out, you know, going back to Outlook and, you know, checking out Remember the Milk because of all this syncing stuff.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, on the cloud's probably going to be the most efficient for accessing wherever you are.
You
know, God forbid I leave my written to-do list notebook somewhere. I think I may need to consider this. So we'll have to have a follow-up episode at some point to see how that conversion went for me. And in the meantime, if you have used, you know, we'd love to hear what task management tools you use for your business and why you like them so much. So please feel free to comment on our blog at onlinebizinsiders.com or email us at questions@onlinebizinsiders.com. We would love to hear from you and have future episodes based on whatever you would like to hear. So thanks so much for joining us today. And Mary and I will see you on future episodes. Thanks so much. Thanks Mary.
Thanks, Carla. Bye-bye.